This is Tom Rowe, and you're in the WGXC newsroom. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Jimmy Vilkind in Capital Confidential reports that Representative Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, will side with Democrats in the House of Representatives and support the two-month extension of lower payroll tax rates and unemployment benefits. Quote, as the president and leaders of both parties in the House and Senate have previously stated, we need an agreement to extend the payroll tax for at least a year, unquote, Gibson said. Quote, last week I voted for a comprehensive bill that did that and reformed and extended unemployment insurance. I was disappointed that the Senate chose a 60-day measure instead. We should immediately vote to go to conference with the Senate to reach an agreement that achieves the year-long goal which everyone desires. As we pursue that, I also plan to support the two-month stopgap to ensure our constituents do not face a tax increase, unquote. After the Senate passed the measure last week, House Speaker John Boehner said the House Republicans would not back the measure. You can read the full story in the Capital Confidential. Bob Sachs, who is also a Copaic town councilman, reports in his Copaic Chronicle that Brown's Dam Bridge on Center Hill Road in Copaic is open as of Monday, December 19th. The bridge had been closed for rehabilitation since May of 2011. The Farm Bill is up for renewal next year, something that occurs once every 5 years. Hunger Action Network's Mark Dunley writes in City Limits that the collapse of the Congressional Supercommittee creates an opening for anti-hunger activists and small farmers to shape a bill that promotes health, protects the environment, and supports independent farmers, or helps agribusiness maintain the status quo. Dunley says that while the bill was expected to pass this month, now the Supercommittee plan has evaporated. It may not be voted on until Memorial Day. Dunley will be... Today is Tuesday, December 20th, 2011, and the National Weather Service forecast for Philmont in Columbia County is that it will be sunny with a high near 36 on Tuesday. Tuesday night will bring increasing clouds with a low around 23. The forecast for the rest of the week, Wednesday, a slight chance of rain, snow, and sleet before 10 a.m., then rain likely, cloudy with a high near 44. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Friday, a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Today is the third Tuesday of the month, and there are meetings today. Columbia County has the Health and Medical Services Committee meets at 4 p.m. at the 401 State Street office in Hudson. Durham Town Board meets at 7:30 p.m. at the town building in East Durham. Hillsdale, there's a meeting at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall on Main Street. Hudson, at 5 p.m., the Finance Committee meets. At 7 p.m., there's a regular Common Council meeting at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. In Hunter, there's a meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Lexington Town Board meets at 7 p.m. And Taconic, there's a Planning Board workshop meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Sun rises at 7:16 a.m. and sets at 4:31. The moon rises at 2:34 a.m. and sets at 1:07 p.m. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.